From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Thursday, November 6th. With voters passing Proposition 50, the North State could see new leadership for the first time since 2013. The new maps divide the North State's District 1. It'll change from including Chico and Redding to instead spanning down from Chico to Santa Rosa. Audrey Denny is a Democrat who's run against the district's longstanding Congressman Doug LaMalfa twice already, and she's running again. She says her campaign starts with meeting voters where they're at.
Once this campaign really gets up and running, like that's what I'll need to be doing and get to be doing, not only checking back in on the six counties that I've run in before that I have relationships and I have an understanding of the local context, but also in the three new counties that will become in this map.
NSPR reached out to LaMalfa's office, but did not receive comment by deadline. Also, it looks like Butte County residents were somewhat torn on Proposition 50. Preliminary results show 46% of voters voted yes, and 54% voted no. Allison Denifrio of Paradise says she felt conflicted about voting yes, but she felt like she had to in order to make sure Democrats have a chance in next year's national midterm elections.
It's like, okay, fine. If we have to play that game, then let's play that game, because playing by the rules seems to not matter.
Kevin Pregler is also from Paradise and voted no. He says the election's outcome is unfortunately what he expected from blue California.
It is what is typical. It's always going to be the big cities are going to rule the vote.
Election results are expected to be certified by December 12th. Additionally, NSPR reached out to the Democratic and Republican Party committees in Butte County for their reactions. Democratic Party Chair Rich Ober said he welcomes the voters' decision, but also understands it was a hard vote for some.
Statewide, it was a resounding victory for, in my opinion, for democracy. I know that it was a challenging decision for a lot of people, but in the end, what California voters have done is resoundingly rejected Donald Trump and his bent toward authoritarianism.
Butte County Republican Central Committee Chair Terry Dubose wasn't able to take an audio interview, but told NSPR she was disappointed in the result. She said Prop 50 was an undemocratic power grab pushed through by Governor Gavin Newsom. Also, the passage of Proposition 50 in California this week was a resounding win for Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who was the measure's top supporter. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald reports on what this could mean for Newsom politically.
Newsom has taken on a national role this year as a Democrat pushing back against the Trump administration, and Prop 50 is just the latest example.
We stood tall and we stood firm in response to Donald Trump's recklessness.
Democratic strategist Jim DeBoo served as Newsom's chief of staff from 2020 to 2023.
He and there's a group of Democratic bench, I would say, that are going to be leaders, and he clearly is one of the front-running leaders.
DeBoo says Newsom's actions on redistricting represent a shift in the Democratic Party, one he sees as necessary to beat Republicans in elections.
I think there's a feeling with Democrats that we have to be we have to take this moral high ground when things are happening to us. But we're in a place where if we don't do things the same way they are, we will never be in charge.
Looking ahead to a potential presidential run in 2028, DeBoo isn't sure this week's win will directly affect Newsom's chances, but his political future could come into focus depending on how Prop 50 impacts next year's midterm elections. Laura Fitzgerald, Cap Radio News.
In other news, Red Bluff City Council member Cody Strock has resigned. The news was shared in this week's City Council meeting. His announcement was sent in an email to the city manager and will be effective on November 25th. Strock was absent from the meeting where the council planned to discuss disciplinary actions for his repeated absences. He previously faced censure and removal from committees due to alleged misconduct. Strock told Action News Now council members were aware of his career and personal conflicts this past year, making his resignation a likely situation. And finally, Oroville residents are getting more power. The city council voted this week to create a public utility called Oro Verde. Under a plan developed by Butte Renewable Energy, the utility would renovate the existing biomass plant within 4 years and build a 100-acre solar array and microgrid infrastructure. Some residents who spoke at the meeting raised environmental health concerns. And those were your headlines for Thursday, November 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brandhart.